A nice meaty cock.
Hello and welcome to the Warhounds podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the new consoles coming out. I'd like to welcome my fellow host, the Midnight Minecrafter, Tubbsy.
What's going on?
Our community leader and is overly obsessed with Guild Wars 2 and has become his life, Yeche.
Ooh-rah.
What's up?
Ooh-rah. Our content manager, and I like to play Pokemon Yellow during the podcast, Leadhead.
Yeah!
And me, the guy who can't get enough of those wonderful achievements. Warhounds is a gaming community founded on never having to play games alone. We primarily play on the Xbox, but have known to dabble in some PC games as well. If you like what you hear and like to join us, visit www.warhounds.net, register and apply. It's not how well you play with others, but how well, or it's not how well you play, but how well you play with others.
Blades is an achievement whore.
Yes, I am. And with that being said, I'm going to pass it over to our content manager, Leadhead.
Hello. Well, as Baldy mentioned before in the introduction to the podcast, we're going to be discussing the next-gen console, specifically the PS4 and 720, or Xbox 720, as they have been called. Whether that's the official names or not, I don't know. But we did have a discussion a couple months ago, I think, about this, and I'll talk about mainly what I think what they're setting out to do. And what I think, obviously, they're gonna be more powerful gaming systems that are capable of better graphics, better gameplay, just better hardware overall that will improve your gaming performance per se. And what I think the primary goal of these consoles is that there was some speculation that they're gonna go the way of Steam, where everything is a digital download, and this is a good and bad thing. And I think it's a good thing specifically because, if you happen to get, I had this problem when I had to get a new computer and I wanted to play a PC game that I bought and I was able to get it off of Impulse at the time. So, like, say, you know, your system is fails for some reason and you bought a digital copy of, let's say, Sleeping Dogs, for instance. If you have to get a new console, you can just re-download the game and it's there and you don't have to worry about your disc getting scratched or it won't read or anything like that. You're always going to have your games and your content on a digitally stored, you know, archive. So you have access to it all the time, which I think is great. However, with dun, games, dun, dun. How we are... Yeah, Jay? Shut up. Anyways.
Continue.
Well, with games, I feel a little bit more, I can show, like, I have a physical copy of the game, I can show my money's worth. That's, like, I have a physical representation of what I spend my money on, whereas if you get, like, a digital copy,
you can't,
you know,
like,
kind of,
they're not going to completely get rid of the actual physical copy of the game.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure, because the thing I don't know is if these new systems are going to have a disc drive or not.
A big little
which
chip.
Would be nice.
They don't know yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know either.
They want to go digital just because of the fact that the used game market cuts down on the used game market. But
yeah, and I was getting.
It's also, it puts them at a, they could have a problems with piracy as well. So.
And you know what it is? It's Illuminati here because look, if they close the closed game, the used games market, look how many people will be unemployed. The Illuminati are trying to cripple us gamers, so we need to fight back.
Well,
nobody better buy these new consoles, or you'll be a slave to the Illuminati. That's all I have to say.
A couple things here that should be interesting. I'm not as much interested as what Xbox, Microsoft, and Sony, and Nintendo, I'm not really interested as much as I am interested in what Valve's doing, because Steam is such an amazing program for PC gaming, and it's making PC gaming more accessible. You know, it's nice to have it all in one central location that you can go and download it from them, and they have great deals on there. You can get the games for cheap. I've seen, like, you can get Borderlands 2 from Steam for, like, $36 with a code. I saw that today. I was like, whoa, that's an amazing deal. You know, I'm just not big on PC gaming because, you know, I got a 32-inch TV and my laptop's got, like, 11-inch screens. So, I like kicking back in my recliner and playing on my Xbox, but Steam, Valve is thinking about getting in the hardware business, and they've been rumored, and then they've got a job posting up, and that's one of the articles that I was talking about. They were talking about getting in the hardware business because they are, I'm going to find that quote here.
Like they're kind of upset with how, like, neglected that the hardware of current gen game systems is, and they want to get
involved. No, it's not even the game gen. This is, we're frustrated by the lack of innovation in the computer hardware space, though, so we're jumping in. Even basic input, the keyboard and mouse, haven't really changed in any meaningful way over the years. There's a real void in the marketplace, and opportunities to create compelling user experiences are being overlooked. So to even say, like, the keyboard and mouse is outdated, then, and that's what they're saying in that article. And they've been rumored, and they said, no, we're not going to do it. And, you know, but everybody's still speculating that they will do it. And that will be one that I'll watch for, because they're doing some really good stuff, and they'd have, you know, put Microsoft and Sony, you know, they'd be really good competition. Well, yeah, they'd be really good competition. And they, you know, their stuff is, the price for it is so much better than what Microsoft and games you can get for Sony and probably Nintendo Wii U.
Wait. So what you're saying is Steam wants to make a console that can access Steam and get all the Steam games on the console.
It's going to be like a Steam box.
Oh my god, that would be amazing, because there's so many cheap games on Steam, and to be able to just download them like that and have the sales.
Yeah. Not to mention how many games are going free to play.
Microsoft would shit its pants.
Yeah, like, they'd have really keep up with that. Well, and it would be easy, like, if they had that accessibility, like we kind of talked about it with Archie, but we couldn't really put it in the podcast, but Fez, the company Fez, I don't know if you guys heard about that. They did an update, and when they released the update, they get like one free update after the game is released, and then after that, they got to pay for it. They released the update, and then just realized that they had like 1.5% of players that would somehow the game save would corrupt itself, and they'd be close to the end of the game, and it would just delete itself, and you couldn't even play it, or you couldn't even, something would happen. But and they had the update for it, they found it and fixed the problem and had the update for it, but they couldn't afford to pay what Microsoft wants them to pay to release an update. And you know, they said, well, if we'd have done this on Steam, we could have had as many updates as we wanted and never had to pay for it. So it's more indie game developer friendly. So I'm definitely interested in seeing what they do. If they're going to release, you know, hardware, that's who I'll be watching. And when I go buy a next-gen console, I usually wait for like a year or so, because they come out and they want your firstborn child. Because it's so damn expensive. But yeah, that's, you know, I thought I'd bring that up to you guys since we were discussing it. I haven't seen much on the Xbox, new Xbox or PlayStation. Just rumors that they're doing it. I saw something the other day that the Xbox is backed up because of some problem in China. So the new Xbox, but, you know, they haven't even really confirmed that they're in the process of making it. They just get speculation.
I think I remember what the problem was. It was something with the, I'll tell you in a few seconds here. I think it was something with, like the processor, I think, is what the problem was. Like they had too many, like, the ratio of working units to not working units was so big. Like, they had, like, a lot of, like, defective units that it's taken them a long time to finally, or to get them back and figure out what the problem was. So that way they'll have to push back production, and then, so, otherwise, they won't be able to release it next year. Yeah, it's the Xbox 720 chip trouble is what it was all about, and there's a lot of defective chips out there that are not working, and they have to figure out what the problem is. Otherwise, it'll push back the production dates, and as I said before, we may not see it till 2014 if they can't figure out what's wrong with it. And as for the PS4, I don't have a lot to say about it as far as just, you know, what could they do to make it really better? Because I never owned a PlayStation 3, so I don't really have a lot of input to put on it. But I imagine they may or may not go the same route with that Xbox is doing. And with Steam, as you mentioned before, you know, you have like an 11-inch laptop and you have like a 32-inch TV. You know, this is going to sound really stupid, but wouldn't you just be able to like connect your PC to your TV and just play and just do it that way?
Play your PC games on your TV and have a bigger screen? I don't like running both things at the same time because electricity costs money. So I just, if I'm doing one, I do the one or I do the other. I have very few games on my PC and I have a bunch of games for my Xbox. And, you know, the Xbox, I just like having the ability to talk to my friends and play with my friends. Like they did what they did with Xbox Live, and they said that's the way that it was going. They did a fantastic job with it because, you know, before the 360 came out, I was actually more into PlayStation and the games that they had on their system. But I've gone to Xbox because of the fact that I can sit and talk to you guys when I'm playing, and it's very accessible for that.
Yeah. Yeah. PlayStation is very, like, anti, I want to say, like, dashboard friendly.
Yeah.
Because it's mainly there to just advertise and promote games and be like, oh, hey, you can listen to your music on it. But if you want to do anything that involves dealing with your friends online, the only party systems you can go through are the ones that are made in-game. And those are irritating enough when all you can send back and forth is just basically text messages through through the PlayStation.
Well, speaking about that, you know, that's kind of a good thing in my eyes, because when Party Chat came around for Xbox, it killed Game Chat. Murdered it. You don't hear anyone in Game Chat much anymore, except for the games that force you out of Party Chat, like Call of Duty. So there's a plus to that.
But those are certain game modes are geared towards that. Like, I completely understand why they ripped it from Call of Duty in certain game modes, because, yeah, you can play Search and Destroy and sit there and, you know, basically some ghost of the camera team death the matches say, as well. Hey, there you go. Oh, what team deathmatch one?
Modern Warfare. I knew they did it. Team deathmatch.
Free for all was one of them, and Lone Wolf team deathmatch or something like that.
Free for all Free for all was you could talk to everybody anyways, so it wasn't turned off in free for all.
I think Ground War was another one too. You can be in party chat or something.
Yeah, they should have. They should make it where you can be at a party, you can start a party on the dashboard or whatever, you can talk to all your friends, but in all games you shouldn't be allowed in party chat. It's just my honest opinion.
I disagree.
I agree too.
And only because of the simple fact that all those people on Xbox that, you know, you beat and they're like, oh, you're terrible, you digger, this, that, the other.
I don't love that shit.
No, it just becomes
it's
too
funny
much.
Once in a while, but when you get it after every single game,
yeah.
And it's just, it's annoying. It gets to be ridiculous, especially with the Call of Duty kids. These kids are like 7, 8 years old, half of them, and they're like, ha ha ha, I fucked your mom. Like,
get them to
seriously.
Scream it louder and listen to them get their ass spanked.
It's just, it's obnoxious. And that's why Party Chat was so much nicer, because I could sit there and talk to you, and I wouldn't have to worry about my ears being shot as soon as I get back into the, like, you know, the menu when everybody's yelling and screaming at each other, or the people who put fans up against their microphones or just music, or just any outside noise that was just irritating. That's what that stopped. So yeah, game chat. I understand some stuff with game chat.
I like that kind of stuff. So I'm at like a complete opposite with you right now. It's like music to my ears.
Go play PS3 and don't play with anybody then.
That's music to my ears. Hear people screaming, shout.
But I do like among other things that Baldi said, I do like it because it's a pain in the ass, especially when we're like even if we don't like form our parties for whatever reason, like we're in Gears of War 3, it's a pain in the ass to coordinate each other to get in a room again, and it just pisses me off. I'm like, well, who's doing what and all that stuff, because maybe someone had, like, maybe they got to take, like, a massive shit and they just couldn't say, hey, I got to go, or, like, their parents walked in or something came up and they had to go. And I'm like, okay, well, what's going on? You know, I like to be informed about what's, you know, going on with everyone I was playing with. So that's what I like about parties. I beg your pardon?
You want to know what's going on? Sorry, I'm holding my mouse and I'm, you know, I have my hand on the keyboard. I went a different route with that. But anyways.
Typing one-handed? Back...
Yeah, why not? I do it all day.
Time chamber.
Anyways, back to the new consoles. With PlayStation 4, it's rumored it's going to be called the Orbis.
Could it cook eggs?
No, they're going the same route they did with the PS3, which pissed off a lot of people. The PS3 can cook eggs. It's rumored that they're still not going to be backwards compatible with PS3 titles.
Those fucking idiots.
Exactly. It's just beyond ridiculous. Like, you have all these PS3 games, and yeah, go buy a PS3 if you want to play them, but it's just, I don't understand why they can't make them backwards compatible. Because what they're going to do is, you know, 6 months down the road, they're going to have all released on the internet is you can download just different, just PlayStation 3 titles on the PlayStation 4, and they're going to be newly updated graphics. It's the same crap over and over.
You see, this is what I like about Nintendo, and I don't really like anything about much of them anymore since the 90s. But, you know, they're like, hey, if you want to play your GameCube games on the Wii, you can. You know, it's just, like, all their platforms are not, like, you know, backwards compatible, like, all the way, but at least, like, on a Nintendo DS, when they first came out, if you want to play your Game Boy Advance game on that, you can play it. Like, and with the Game Boy, what was it, the Game Boy SD had, like, the backlit screen when that came out, you can play Game Boy Color games and Game Boy Advance games on them. I mean, that's just nice when you have
previous
generation. Yeah. And that's what I really like about Nintendo, and I wish... You know, Xbox is that to some degree. Like, I wish Castlevania Curse of Darkness was backwards compatible, because I don't want to just buy, like, an old Xbox to get play that game. But I like the fact that there are some games that are that are backwards compatible on that on the system. Not the entire library from the original Xbox, but there's some. You know, at least they have a library, you know. And I just think that was a neat thing. Even though there aren't a lot of original Xbox games that I play, it's still there and it's a nice feature. So, dude, backwards compatibility, especially with the lifespan of these consoles, the Xbox and PS3, if you take backwards compatibility out of your next-gen console, you're going to disrupt the whole, just a lot.
Because we've had them for 10 years.
Games. Yeah, yeah.
10 years and worth of games.
And what I was thinking, I did bring this up in a conversation a long time ago about, you know, taking your physical copy of your discs, and in every game case, unless you got like a used, like an old, I don't know, Chrome Hounds game at GameStop, which they probably don't have the cover for. If you can get, like, have like the barcode that can identify the game, your Xbox can identify it through some like sort of scanner, and then it could then download the game onto your console, so that way you don't have to, I don't know, rebuy it on the marketplace or something like that. It's a very
daunting task that they should do.
Well, all it does is instead of saying, oh, I bought a new hard drive or my old hard drive screwed up and I had like 7 or 8 games downloaded off the marketplace, I can just download them again. It's very helpful and it's
You know why they wouldn't do it though? It's because you can just give that code and share it with everyone.
Well, no, if you lock them to certain accounts.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you can lock it to account. You could do that. That's a good idea.
That would also stop people, for one, doing the whole game sharing deal with they do with Xbox currently, where you can be like, oh, I have it on the same console, and I can have 10 profiles and just pretty much download it on somebody else's console, and they get it for free, kind of.
No, a couple I think you should be able to play on other accounts on the same console, but as soon as it leaves your console...
Right, but you have to be signed into that profile that owns it.
Yeah.
That stops the people from game sharing. But also, going back to the PlayStation 4, they've been talking about they're going to use an AMD X64 CPU instead of a multi-core processor because it is cheaper.
Gay.
Exactly. They're. It just basically sounds like they're trying to throw a lot of this just together, and it's literally every bit of information I keep finding on it is just they're doing exactly what Call of Duty's been doing. They're polishing a turd, and they're selling it for the people who are dumb enough to buy it.
Gotta fight the power, man. Fight the power.
Yeah, but PlayStation hasn't been doing very good in the market for a long time.
No, and...
They never have been.
The only thing that's gonna, I guess, set them a little more forward is they're expecting to have... they're expecting to drop the Orbis, the PS4, before Microsoft drops the Xbox 720 or whatever it's going to be called. Which... They will have a head start, especially with Wii U coming out. I expect to see PlayStation coming out close to the same time, maybe a little bit after the Wii U is already out. Mainly because Nintendo basically already has the Wii U.
Ready to go.
Yeah, pretty much. They've been working on it for 2 years, and
the only thing I think will save Sony. And I believe this is the reason why Nintendo still has some of its hardcore, and that's a very lightly phrased hardcore fans, is because of their IPs. Is the only reason why I think that they will succeed. You have your God of War franchise, and you have your Uncharted franchise, and you're gonna have the Smash Brothers ripoff. I shouldn't say that. I wouldn't say it's a ripoff entirely, but you have your
PlayStation
All Stars.
It's so spot on a ripoff. Like if you watch videos compared. It's just a ripoff.
Little Big Planet's a big IP for Sony. I mean,
yeah,
these things.
Karting's coming out too. What's up? Ripping off Mario Kart.
Do mice eat beef jerky? Do mice eat? Would they eat beef? Are they carnivorous? Are mice carnivorous? There's this little piece of beef jerky that I forgot to throw away. That moves to various different places across my table every night. And I've just noticed it now.
Well, how is this relevant to games?
It's the mouse is playing a game to me. It's playing a game to me with me. It's like it's moving the beef jerky to a different place every night to see if I notice it.
Maybe that shed that you're in has asbestos in it and it's screwing with your brain. Maybe that's the problem.
I swear, the beef jerky has moved a couple of inches every night. Like the mouse tries to drag it and he gets tired and just leaves it there and you say, I'll try it the next day.
Apparently Yetre lives in Death Valley where he sees like a moving object every day. It's a different spot every day. Like that moving rock and wherever that is in Nevada.
Okay, the other next gen console coming out.
Hey, that was important to me. Don't you okay me?
Important to you and only you, and you can share that with yourself later. Is brand new. It is mainly just downloadable. I haven't heard anything about actually having
is it on live
game disc hardware. Anything is the I don't even know how the hell to pronounce it. The Oya.
Oya.
Isn't that some like I heard about before.
It literally looks like maybe a little bit bigger than a Rubik's cube. And the controller is pretty much like an Xbox controller, what it looks like. But this one, who knows if it's actually going to come out? They've basically just been asking for like donations and support.
Oh, no, they got, because what happened was they did a Kickstart, which is the big thing now in gaming. They get these companies that want to do a Kickstart because they can't get backing from somebody else, and they got, like, a really good idea, and a lot of people like it, and they go into the Kickstarter and raise enough money and beyond to make it. This thing, actually, they had a goal of, like, I think it was, like, 700.
950,000.
That's what it was. And they had, like, a million in, like, 12 hours.
Yeah, they've reached up to 8.5.
But the website is actually live now. I was just looking at it.
Yeah. Ooh, right?
It's a
$99 game console.
Mm-hmm.
Where all the games are free to play, pre-order today.
Well, the kicker is it's an always online. And it is also going the same exact way with all the different internet videos, entertainment applications. Vivo is going to be on it. They've taken XBMC, which used to be able to take stuff from the computer and put it on through your Xbox, but it lost its compatibility somewhere along the ways. And it's adding iHeartRadio and things of that nature.
Yeah, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, XBMC, Plex, Twitch TV, and OnLive. It's not going to be hard for them to do because it's based on the Android operating system.
Yes, it's Android 4.0. It's going to be an 8 gigabyte internal flash storage device, and it has a Tegra 3 quad core processor. So they've already said, you know, hey Sony, suck it for, you know, your crappy AMD CPU.
Damn.
And they're going to put a quad core processor in it. It's Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. It has a USB 2.0 port in it. It has full support up to 1080p. That's pretty much a good amount of it.
8 gigabytes, I think, is extremely small.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
That's so, like, I would expect at the very least, like 300 gigabytes.
Well, that's internal flash storage.
Oh, okay. So would you have like an external memory unit or something?
They have a USB 2.0 port, so I'm sure you can stick. Can stick a terabyte hard drive.
They're going hard on everything else, but they can't do a 3.0. Can't have USB 3.0. What's up with this?
I don't understand the efficiency of 3.0. I mean, well, how is it different?
It makes it a zap. That's boom, not even bang.
Part of this conversation.
So it quick,
makes it fantastic,
fantastically fast.
Oh, it is also Wi-Fi supported.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think you mentioned that. You mentioned Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, etc.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's gonna be major. Like $100 for free-to-play games, especially. With a lot of PC developers trying to, you know, with Valve trying to reach out to consoles or, you know,
hardware.
Yeah, hardware. It's going to be big. That might actually bring the console gaming fused with PC gaming. It might be cross compatible. You know, in the future. Yeah, I've read nothing that. That's actually going to be in there. But, you know, you could be playing on the OEA console and playing with somebody on the computer, like, especially with, you know, Minecraft and, you know, just things that are on Steam. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Steam, you know, ties up with them. So that's... Anybody else have anything to add on the OEA?
Or any of the next-gen consoles?
Well, we still have more. We haven't even touched the Wii U or a lot of stuff with the Xbox, because I've been holding off on that.
Well, I think the Wii U is going to be a flop, period. They are going to just... And I mentioned this before when we talked about our least favorite.
The Wii U is going to be awesome. You know why? I can go to the bathroom and still play video games. I can't do that with an Xbox.
We've talked about this before on the podcast. The Wii U.
Yeah, we did. I don't think it's...
Which good. PlayStation's kind of doing that with the PlayStation Vita. You can kind of do that, you know. You can That's kind of like a cross-platform deal.
Oh, you know what you should do with a Vita? Instead of... Since the PS3, you know, since you can wire that up to make it super hot to boil eggs, if you wire up the Vita to plug into a wall, you could cook eggs while you're in the bathroom. It's a portable griddle.
It's a hot plate.
Yeah, it's a hot plate you can take anywhere. a couple of raw bacon.
Well, no, they've gross. With the Vita and just that kind of handheld to platform gaming was, you know, introduced when they did the PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. And that to me is like, I don't know, that's one step closer to, you know, I think to console to PC, you know, they'd have to work more with dedicated servers and yeah, that's pretty much my thought on that. So anybody really want to talk about the Wii U? Or can we just
hell no.
Nobody gives a rat's.
Not interested.
But only reason why people would buy any Wii U is the Super Smash Brothers. And
yep.
Thank you, PlayStation, for raping that from them.
See, that's the reason why I mentioned before is that never get it. The only reason people who will buy a Wii U is for Smash Bros.
Fanboys.
It is. Well, fan service, however you want to look at it. But, yeah, that's the only reason why I think the Wii U will sell is if they put in it, like... I don't think it's worth the money for one game. I mean, I should be talking because I did buy a PlayStation Portable to play Dissidia of Final Fantasy. I love that game. So I am a hypocrite to some degree, but I don't think...
I got a PSP to mod it to play Nintendo games.
I got a PSP to cook bacon while I'm taking a dump on the toilet.
Oh, okay. My word.
So...
close it out then?
We got a couple more points on the Xbox that I've held off on. They, with what they're going to basically do is they're going to close that gap that people only bought a PS3 because it's a glorified Blu-ray player. They are planning on putting in a Blu-ray player or Blu-ray disc reader. Inside the new Xbox, along with there was a prototype. They're trying to bring like virtual reality gaming back. It seems a little bit. I forgot what that damn thing was called.
Oh, the Nintendo Virtual.
No, it was. I forget exactly what it was.
I know what you're talking about. It was kickstarted too. Virtual box.
I can't for the life of me remember what the hell that those glasses were. But anyways, they are with the whole Kinect deal. They're researching and working on trying to get the Kinect to work with basically the Google's Project Glass. You know, those sunglasses that basically run off of
read the future
and Google and pretty much so they're gonna try to do Kinect glasses that, you know, you can actually even more so submerge yourself in the video game
reality.
It's just that whole virtual reality deal when you look at stuff and yeah, pretty much. I think we've already talked about a lot of the Xbox coming out with the whole integrating your smartphone, your Android devices, your tablets.
My espresso maker.
Pretty much just.
Yeah, Chase vibrator.
Get it warmed up.
They call it the prostate tickler.
Get it on.
Prostate tickler.
Does anyone else have anything to add at all?
I think they're good, man. There's not much to, because there's not much going on out there.
Yeah,
I'm mostly interested in Steam and Narva.
Yeah, so I mean, that's been like a very I think these next gen consoles are gonna be sketchy because, I mean, Valve, just like you mentioned, Tubbs, I think they're going in the right direction. However, me not being a PC gamer, and I don't really want to invest the money in a PC. I'm not in their target market per se, but I will be willing to give them a try if they can really come out with some really like neat stuff.
There's so many free games.
The way these home consoles are going, I'm just like, you guys are gonna butcher your consumers so bad.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
They're making more of them all into this. You know, forget going out and buy a Blu-ray player. Forget going out and buying, you know, a DVD player, DVR, any sort of, you know, Apple TV. They're basically taking everything that you could buy separately and shoving it all into one console, one product that everyone can buy and that you will use as your main, you know, your main means of entertainment.
They're taking over.
You know, with ESPN and everything else going to the Xbox, it's like, why even buy cable? You can just stream everything through the internet now.
We're scary, man.
Alrighty, well, this has been the War Ons podcast, and I hope you have enjoyed our discussion about the new next-gen consoles and some off-topic discussions. I hope you'll tune in next time.
Hoorah.
See you later.
Yeah, off-topic's damn correct with Yeche's personal vibrator.
I don't know what you're talking about. Tickle tickler.